Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio, the Nelson Family Hour of Prayer. Let all praise and glory be to given to God. Greetings. I'll be your host this evening, Jalo. Please be patient, obedient, and respectful to any and all, I pray. The Nelson Family is making a transition from their original way of proceeding forward. So we, the Nelson Family, in great honor request that everyone that has tuned in to this transformation for a conference call into Blog Talk Radio. We will be starting today's Nelson Family Prayer at 8:15 p.m., 6 month, 5th day of the year of our Lord, 2011. Once again, the Nelson Family Prayer for today will be starting at 8:15 to give everyone a chance to make the change. And may God be your way. Shalom, shalom. Greeting.
Yes.
Greetings. Thanks for calling in. You have reached the Nelson Family of Prayer. And the show has been postponed to start until 8:15 to get everyone to make the transition over to give them time enough to call in. And who's I'm speaking with? Would you like to introduce yourself?
This is your mother and Mrs. Denton.
Okay, Miss Lowe.
Yes. Miss Varner. And Mr. Varner.
What
Mr. Varner. Varner and Mr. Varner. The Varner family.
Garner.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right, we glad you all called in. We wait for other call. You all are the first. And we're going to go back over this. You all are the first to call in. We're going to be going through a 15-minute before the show starts to give other people to make the transformation onto Blog Talk Radio.
Okay. Yeah.
So we're asking for you all to please be patient. And when we call out the last four numbers on the caller by the host, please state your identification at that time so you can be for your name can be taken when they all get posted in. All right.
What do you have to do? Hello.
Just identify yourself when we call out your number after everyone call in.
Okay.
Yes, I have number 5. Is that 5622?
32.
I can hardly read that number too clearly here. All right, welcome to Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Jalo. We're waiting 15 minutes for all the other callers to call in as we're making this transformation from conference call onto Blog Talk Radio. We please accept our apology at this time. The show will be starting at 8:15 p.m., where we'll be bringing forth to you the group Be Encouraged. I'm your host, Jalo, and welcome. Welcome to the Nelson Family of Prayer. We have another caller.
Loretta.
Thanks, Loretta. Loretta will be my co-host this evening, everyone. And from now, Loretta will be taking your name as you call in when I call out your last four numbers as we continue to wait to 8:15 until others make this transformation. Please be patient, obedient, and respectful to one another. We pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Okay, we have another caller. Caller, will you identify yourself?
Auntie Carrie.
Caller? Auntie Carrie?
Bruce.
All right, I see everyone calling in. I'm checking you in as you come on. Okay, we have another caller. Caller, would you like to identify yourself?
Candace,
thanks for calling in the Nelson Family of Prayer. We have another caller. Caller, will you identify yourself? Okay, caller. Will you identify yourself? That's 322. The last four digits is 8-0-7-1-8-0-7-1-8-6.
That's Latoya. She need to hit one.
Okay, all right.
Latoya?
Yes.
Hey, Loretta. All right. Welcome this evening to the Nellon Family of Prayer. Like I said, we're making a transition from the conference call that we have eventually be having prayer in to Blog Talk Radio. We'd like to thank you all for joining us today. Please be patient, respectful, and obedient to all. We pray. Amen.
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 Okay, we have a total of 7 callers on the air at the moment. Another one call in. Caller number 8, please identify yourself. I think that's the number I had already. 671. 9483. Okay, we'll be impatient. Thank you. You are at the Nellon Family of Prayer. This show is presented to you by the Nellon Family. And our goal is family uniting together in prayer on God's promise on forgiveness. Presented by the group Be Encouraged. That show will start at 8:15 p.m., June the 5th, 2011. While we wait on others to call, you all could feel free to anything, Loretta, that you would like to share with them or anything, you could go ahead at this time while I finish the calls, please. Thank you very much.
I don't have everybody, I don't think. I have Auntie Carrie. If I don't say your name, just let me know who you are, that you're online. I have Auntie Carrie, I have Bruce, I have Hubert, I have Candace, I have Latoya, and I have Mom.
It's Rita.
Hi, Rita.
Hi.
Auntie Betty. Jordan.
Auntie Betty online, okay.
Jordan.
Jordan joining today, okay. Mr. Verner, are you present?
Yeah. Yeah,
ma'am. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Bless your love.
She's referring everybody to the to this line. Yeah. Who's missing? Daniel. And Brian with you here.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen. And call us on the line so far. Ken called us right now, though. Another one. Ken. Asking all those calling in to please identify yourself so that we can get roll call, please. This is the Family of Prayer. I'd like to welcome you all today. The show presented by Be Encouraged will be presented at 8:15 p.m. Thank you very much for your patience.
Loretta.
Yes.
Hey, can I ask you something about the program?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. He was saying I'm supposed to read Luke 1 and 9.
No, I didn't have... John, 1 John.
Oh.
Yeah, yours 1 John 1 and 9.
Because, well, how was I supposed to know that? I'm just saying, because our names are not by...
Oh, I didn't... I guess I forgot to mention it when we had practice on Saturday.
Oh, that's when we know. Okay, okay, it's cool.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
No, you're fine. You're fine. I know you're over there with your baby. No, I'm just laughing. That's what Huber said. No, Loretta got her baby. I said, no, Loretta got her baby.
Okay. Okay, give thanks, give thanks. We don't have any more callers at the time. I'm sorry, Candace, I did read that wrong. Like I said, I'm blind over here for sure. It is for
y'all. Stop claiming that. You ain't blind. Anyway, it's okay.
Chapter 1, verse 9.
Yeah.
Verse 9. Well, we're waiting on a few more callers. We'll be waiting to 8:15. And we got at least... 5 minutes left. Hold on. Hostile communication. Can everybody hear pretty clear the sound check?
Yes, from my end, everything's fine.
Yes, same. Right. Everyone, so this is the first show on Blog Talk Radio. So this is not a technical difficulty. This is the first presentation. So we got to work with a little tweaks here and there. So like I said before, please be respectful, be patient. Also, all give honor to God from whom it is due. If do it in the way of God, shall be.
Oh, dang your number. So far, we're only waiting on Daniel. Has anybody got a free line they can call him up and see?
I can. Let's see. I talked to him a while ago.
And Keisha, we don't have Keisha either.
Oh, I ain't getting nobody at that number that he called me from.
Okay. It's 8:15 moment. Well, Angela will be joining in a little, and we'll give 4 minutes to call in to become a part of this program this evening. Thank you very much. To the family of prayer. Carla.
I hear, but this is Angela.
Oh, thanks, good, thanks. Hi. I got all kind of numbers coming up on my screen, and I tell you all, we really didn't have to go to this because I have a caller info here. But under the circumstance of trying to get this together, prepared, it sounds a whole lot easier than it is to do, believe me. So we're going to be patient today now that Angela here, and Angela and Loretta will be my co-host. And at this moment, I'll return the show over to them. and they will take it from here. And you live on Block Radio, the Nellums of Family Prayer. Thank you very much.
Okay, good evening, everyone. I just want to do a quick roll call just to find out who's all here. And I guess you have to press 1 to respond. I have Auntie Carrie, Auntie Bette, and I'm sure Mom's on the line. Can I get a roll call for everyone else? Okay, I tell you, it might be easy. Let me call your name, and then you press 1 and let me know if you're here. Mr. Gentle is here.
Yeah, press 1.
No, I don't think they have to press 1 once they in, Angela.
Okay, great. Okay, then we got Loretta. Do we have Douglas?
Yes.
Okay, how about Candace?
Yes.
Okay, how about Jarita?
Yes.
Okay, Keisha? Do we have Keisha? Okay, Daniel? Okay, Brian?
Here.
Is Brian with you, Hubert?
Yeah, you didn't hear him?
Okay, I didn't hear him. Okay, Toya?
Here.
Okay. Did I miss anybody? Auntie Dot, is Dot here? Okay, I'm going to do a roll call again just to make sure I didn't miss anyone. I have Auntie Karen.
Hey, Jordan.
Oh, hi, Miss Jordan.
Hey.
All right, glad to have you. So let me do a quick roll call. If I miss anybody, please speak up. I have Auntie Carrie, Auntie Betty, I have Mom, I have Mr. Gentle, Loretta, Doug, Candace, Jarita, Toya, and Jordan. Okay.
Hubert, you got Hubert in.
Let me add his name. I knew he was here, but I didn't have his name. Thank you, Loretta.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, today we have the Be Encouraged group on the program for today, and I am going to turn it over to Loretta and her team.
Good evening, everyone. I pray that everyone had a blessed week and that you remember to put on your whole suit of armor. Tonight we will be speaking on God's promises of forgiveness, but first we must bless this prayer line. Mom, do you want to have the honor of blessing our prayer line for us tonight?
Yes, okay. Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yes, we can.
Will everybody just bow their head? And I'm sort of. Gracious Lord, we thank you for blessing us and using us as co-laborers in your vineyard. Open our eyes so that we can see those who are hurting around us and fill our heart with compassion for those who are in need. Keep us ever mindful of your bountiful blessing that you have given us, and these blessings should be shared with those who are without. Lord, thank you for giving us the opportunity to repent of our sin. God invited us to come to him. He will pardon our sin. Jesus paid the price for us by his death on the cross. Lord, bless this line from all evil. Bless everyone that are part of us this day. Lord Jesus, make all of us whole. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Okay, before we get started with our lesson on forgiveness, Be Encouraged group would like to present you with the theme song, and I will ask Aunt Candace to, can I get a beat?
All right.
I got sunshine on this cloudy day.
When it's cold outside, I just keep the faith.
Well, I guess you can say.
Who can make us feel this way?
My God.
My God.
My God. Talking about my God. My God.
There's so much love, and he shows it every day.
He's got the sweetest words. He makes you wanna praise.
Well, I guess you can say.
What can make us feel this way?
My God.
My God. Talking about my God.
My God.
My God.
My God.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Hey, that was nice. Oh, girl.
Oh, boy. Okay. Amen to that song. Let's see. We have LaToya coming to us with the definition of forgiveness.
The meaning is to give up resentment against or the desire to punish.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, Hubert will be coming to us out of Luke.
Yes, Luke 15:1-7. Y'all give me.
Amen.
Here we go.
I'm here.
All right. Can everyone hear?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Okay. I'll read it from Luke. Near unto him, sinners and sinners.
There you go.
Here,
were you breaking up?
Yeah, how about now?
That's better so far.
Okay. And the Pharisees and the scribes murmured, saying, that man receiveth sinners and eateth with them. And he spake this parable unto them, saying, what man of you, having 100 sheep, if he lose one of them, does he not leave the 99 and go after that which is lost until he find it? And when he has found it, he lays it on his shoulders, rejoicing. And when he cometh home, he exulteth together with his friends, and neighbors, saying unto them, rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep which was lost. I say unto you that likewise joy shall be in heaven over one sinner that repenteth, more than 99 over 99 just persons which needeth no repentance. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Okay, we have LaToya coming to us out of Acts.
All the prophets testify about him that everyone who believes in him receives forgiveness of sins through his name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
That was Acts what for you?
Acts 10:43.
Oh, okay.
Okay, now we have Brian coming to us out of Ephesians.
Ephesians 1, chapter 1, verse 7. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, and then we have Candace coming to us out of 1 John.
All right, 1 John 1 and 9 reads, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Okay, next we want to go right on into the sick and shut-in. So everybody would please bow your head for the sick and shut-in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we come boldly before you tonight to ask for your blessing. We ask that you bind up anything that is not of you out of our family, friends, and loved ones that are not well today. We ask that you lift them up in a mighty way, dear Father. We are calling on Jehovah Rapha to heal the sick. Give them strength. Give them peace and patience. Give them the strength to keep pressing forward with Jesus Christ. Allow them to run a good race and to fight a good fight. Dear Father, let them know that they need to have faith of the size of a mustard seed. Fill them with the Holy Spirit. Breathe on them so that they will be made whole again. As it is written in Matthew 19:26, with God all things are possible. May this prayer reach you through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, next we would like to ask if there's any birthdays for the week of June 5th through the 9th, is it? Through the 11th. Through the 10th. Any birthdays? Any birthdays?
I know today is Taya's birthday, Jordan told me.
Who's?
Taya. Tanya's daughter. Wylene's granddaughter.
Okay, Shaya. Shaya.
Shaya.
Okay.
Shaya.
Shaya.
Okay, all right. The birthday song greeting is Ms. Jerita Simmons.
All right.
Good job.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to Taya. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Love you. Happy birthday.
And many more. Thank you for that birthday greeting. Okay. Let's see. Is there anything that anyone would like to share? That concludes our program tonight on forgiveness. And I hope this lesson will help someone or everyone through their busy week. And don't forget to put God first. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Okay, is there any testimonies or praise report that anyone would like to share before we do the closing prayer?
I would like to say, I was baptized this morning.
Oh, praise the Lord.
So praise God.
And I talked to him today. He went to church today, but I don't know what happened to him at 8 o'clock. But he told me about the church was hollow today.
Amen. Any other praise report or testimonies?
Yes, I have a praise and testimony that I'd like to share. And I also like that faith is having confidence in God. God's greatest joy is for us to believe what God has said and lean not unto our own understanding.
Mm-hmm.
The man that in the council of the authority, nor sitteth in the seat, nor standeth in the way of the sinner, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the God, and in his law does he meditate day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of waters, that bringeth forth its fruit in his season. His leaf shall not wither, and whatsoever he does shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore, the ungodly shall not stand in judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the sinner and the ungodly shall perish. Psalms 1, verse 1 through 6. Amen.
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 Thanks.
Amen.
Let the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart be acceptable in God's sight. I pray. Praise Allah.
Amen. Amen. This is Candace. I just want to take a moment because I haven't been on the line. I don't think I've been on in a couple of weeks. But at the end of the school year, I just give God glory for Douglas and our kids. Jordan always had all A's in everything except for math. She always had like a high B, like an 8-8 or an 8-9, always. But this last semester, she had all A's, including math. Dominique had all A's, and they now even giving kindergartners, they give them threes as A's and twos as B's. So when they added up all of Jazz's points, she had all A's. So between all of our kids, they receive 15 awards, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. Yeah, they received 15 awards between them. And also, Jordan was awarded, drum roll, salutatorian award for eighth grade co-ed. So she had like the second highest grade point average in all of co-ed. So praise God.
Woo, praise God. Amen. Give thanks to the parents.
Yes. I have a praise report. This is Auntie Betty. My grandson Nicholas, he had to have a physical on his job, and they did it. They see that he had an enlarged heart, so he had to go see his rectal doctor. He went to his doctor on Tuesday, and they saw something, but then they told him to come back and take some more tests on Friday. Mm-hmm. And he went back on Friday. They couldn't find anything.
Praise
and
God.
And I know God.
Praise God.
So I just want to give God glory and God praise.
Oh, God. And nothing but
praise
God.
Praise God.
Report shall we believe. Shall we believe the report of men, or shall we have faith in the word of God and do prayer?
Praise God, worry.
Amen.
Yes,
it
does. Amen.
Amen.
Bless you.
Once again, you are on Blog Talk Radio. This is the Nellum Family of Prayer, and we have exactly 1 hour and 25 minutes remaining on our show. If there are more requests, we'd like for you all to come forth. Please take your time. and enjoy the moment. You know, the Lord planted a seed, or we plant the seeds for him that he gives us up. We don't know how it goes. You can spray sparkingly, or you can spray abroad. But it's the Lord that gives the increase. It's the Lord that gives the growth.
Oh,
I just thank you all, the Nelson family, your host, Jalo, for all making the transformation successfully. Blog Talk Radio. Have a great day. Peace.
Somebody's got to close it out, right?
I think that's all the praise report and testimony. Thank you for all that, guys. That does conclude our show for tonight. Next week we'll be on God Promises on Freedom, and that will be an open session, so be prepared. Angela is going to present us with our closing. And Angela, anything else you want to share before? Yes.
You guys.
I'm sorry I didn't mention it to you. Matthew 6:9.
Tell me, what more do you need?
Yeah.
No, that's what it calls, right?
That works out great while I find it. Matthew 6:9.
Yes, ma'am.
God, God in your life.
Do you need?
I went to the valley. The valley's free. I felt so good that I stayed all day. You got God in your life. Every more. You see yourself in the water. The water was cold.
Oh, chill my body.
Not my soul.
Oh,
in your life, destiny.
I want more to me. Amen. All right,
man. Before I close this out, I want to just first of all say thanks to Huber for locating Blog Talk Radio as a means for us to communicate every week and share our love and prayer with each other. And one good thing out of it, I don't know if he shared with you earlier because I wasn't here, but we can go back and listen to the recordings and replay them, or have other people go in online and look at and listen to them as well. So that's a beautiful thing. I think we're progressing in the way that we would like to go, and we're taking our baby steps, but it's definitely a good one.
Amen.
Amen.
Daniel
had
a call. I don't know. He tried to call in, but I don't know.
Do he have the number, Daniel?
Yeah, I texted one. They didn't come on the line, and him nor Keisha came. Texted to both of them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. We covered them. They didn't call in, then they lost out, so we'll catch the next go round.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, okay. So I'm going to go ahead and close with Matthew 6. And I'm reading of New American Standard Bible, the Open Bible, How to Pray. Pray, then, in this way. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
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 Good night.
Okay, everybody have a blessed week. I love you all. Congratulations, Jordan.
Thanks.
Oh, congrats.
Daniel,
that's Thank you. Yeah, I
thought that was you. I couldn't
get you in on time to put the
mic on. They were looking for you. We've been looking for you.
Hey, Danny, man.
Hey.
How you doing?
I'm okay. I was
late, though. That's all right. We can go back and listen to it.
Okay, yeah. We're on the web. We're on the web.
Yeah,
I got pretty much all the information. Okay, I got to go back.
Cool.
Okay,
well,
how you doing?
That'd be very easy to do. You just go to Blog Talk Radio, and you type in the Nellum Family Weekly Prayer. The Nellum Family Weekly Prayer. And it'll clap up.
Weekly Prayer.
Up in about an hour.
You say Weekly Prayer? Nellum Family Weekly Prayer?
Yes, D.A. Nellum Family Weekly Prayer.
Okay.
Okay? Okay, I'd like to thank you all for being today, all that's still alive. I see some have left the call, have left the line, but I think it will be a blessing for the Lord to finish planting his seeds out into the world so he can have a great harvest when he does return, for sure.
Amen.
Good day to everyone. Anyone have any last prayer before we go off the air? Welcome to the Nellum Family Weekly Prayer.
Amen. Love.
Yes, that's it.